AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Senate passed and moved on to President Trump a bill forcing the Justice Department to release the Jeffrey Epstein files. This is Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
This means it will get to the president's desk quickly. After months of waiting, months of Republican delay, after so many failed attempts from Donald Trump to hide the truth, the Epstein File Transparency Act is headed to his desk.
Schumer says this wasn't easy.
Republican leaders had to be dragged kicking and screaming to get this bill over the finish line. Left to their own devices, these Republican leaders would have never let the bill see the light of day.
Meantime, former Treasury Secretary and former Harvard President Larry Summers has resigned from the board at OpenAI after release of some Jeffrey Epstein emails. They showed Summers maintained a friendly relationship with Epstein long after he pleaded guilty to soliciting prostitution from an underage girl in 2008. A lawyer for James Comey says Donald Trump is using the Justice Department to prosecute the former FBI director as a way of punishing a prominent critic of the president. Lawyer Michael Dreeben told a federal judge in Virginia the government cannot use the power of criminal prosecution to attempt to silence a critic in violation of his First Amendment rights. Comey wants the case dismissed. He denies any wrongdoing. The former FBI director is accused of lying to Congress. Ukraine is asking the Vatican to formalize its role facilitating negotiations for the return of Ukrainian children and civilians taken by Russia during the war. President Volodymyr Zelensky made the request in a letter to Pope Leo ahead of an audience later this week between the Pope and a delegation of returned Ukrainian children and civilians. Polish authorities plan to charge two Ukrainians with sabotage over an explosion that damaged a train track used for deliveries to Ukraine. Prosecutors say the suspects crossed into Belarus after the weekend attack. Polish officials allege they collaborated with Russian secret services. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are climbing on Wall Street ahead of two crucial tests for markets. The S&P 500 rose 0.9%. The index is coming off a four-day losing streak. The Dow Jones Industrial Average edged up 85 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 1.5%. Lowe's climbed 4% after reporting better-than-expected profits for the summer. Superstar AI chip company NVIDIA reports its latest results after trading closes for the day. On Thursday, the government releases its September jobs report, which was delayed by the government shutdown. Seth Sutel, New York.
A Gustav Klimt portrait sold for a record $236 million at an auction, where a solid gold toilet also sold for $12 million. The painting, Portrait of Elizabeth Lederer, helped save its Jewish subject from the Nazis during the Holocaust. The fully functional toilet is by an Italian artist known for taping a banana to a wall. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.